Amen. Let's all stand, and we'll read these four verses together tonight in our second lesson on Be Doers of the Word, part two here. So, James chapter 1, verses 22 through 25. And let's read, let's read responsively tonight. We've got four verses to read here. So I'll read the even-numbered verses. Would you read the odd-numbered verses with me? James chapter number 1, beginning in verse 22, it says, But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word, and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself, and goeth his way, and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. But whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Again, Father, please bless your word to our hearts now, and challenge us, Lord, with the scriptures in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. You may be seated. I just had to snag an outline from Brother Kelly because I left mine with all the answers in it in my office. Amen. And I print one with the answers in it for Brother Kelly just to make sure I'm preaching correctly. Brother Kelly has the answers. So, amen. Introduction there, if you've got your intro. God's goodness, we looked at this in our last lesson. God's goodness should move us to action. Okay, and we looked at four basic actions out of verses 19, 20, and 21. We looked at swiftness to hear. Okay, our first action that should take place is we should be swift to hear. Okay, and then not only swiftness, but slowness. It says in verse 19 there, if you look at it, go ahead and look at it with me there. Verse number 19, it says, Be swift to hear, slow to speak, slow to wrath. So we have swiftness, then slowness. And we talked about it last week. Grandma's old advice, it's a good one. Mama gave you two ears and one mouth. So listen twice as much as you talk. And all God's people said, it's good advice, amen. So we see swiftness, we see slowness. And then in verse number 21, we see setting aside. Setting aside. Wherefore, lay apart or set aside all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness. And then the last thing we looked at there was not only a setting aside, but subscribing in verse 21. Receive with meekness the engrafted word which is able to save your souls. So we start tonight, Roman numeral number 1, with the conjunction. There's a conjunction there. Conjunction. And it's that little word, but. I preached a message, I believe it was last year, on the divine conjunction. You say, what's the divine conjunction, Pastor? There's a whole bunch of them in the Bible where it says, but God. Hey, we were going astray, but God, who is rich in mercy. And all God's people said, amen. So we see here the conjunction. The word but, blank line there, the word but is a coordinating conjunction that presents a contrast. You didn't realize there was going to be an English lesson tonight, but that's the extent of it, amen. I don't speak good English. I don't read good English, amen. But I know English a little bit, amen. The word but is a coordinating conjunction that presents a contrast. It's a contrasting of two statements or two sentences here. And here it's contrasting us back to verse number 21. Okay, verse 21 tells us that we need to lay apart all filthiness and superfluity of naughtiness, or the abundance of wickedness here, okay? But it's not enough, on your outline, it is not enough to just put away the bad. It must be replaced with the good. Listen, that is fact. It's called the doctrine of replacement. If you like wicked music, you need to give your wicked music to the Lord, and all God's people said. But you will need good music to fill that vacuum. Okay? And here, the bad is to lay apart all the wickedness, and the good is to be doers of the Word. Okay? So we see the conjunction there. It's not enough to just put away the bad. It must be replaced with the good. Okay, so number two here, Roman numeral number one, we have the conjunction. Roman numeral number two, we see the commands. The commands are in verse 22. Look at it, please. It says, "But be ye doers of the word, and not hearers only, deceiving your own selves." So we have the first command is a positive command. The positive. Number one, the positive. Be ye doers of the word. Okay? And then we have a negative command as well. The negative. And not hearers, and we inserted in parentheses there, of the word only. Okay, the positive is God wants us to be doers of the word. Amen, church? God wants us to do what He says. And the negative is He doesn't want us to just be hearers. You say, well, why would God say that? Why would He take the time to write that? Because there are people by the millions that have respect and reverence for the Word of God, but they don't do what it says. And many of them sit in independent fundamental Baptist churches just like this one. And I don't mean to call out you ameners, because trust me, I like amens. And they say amen, but they don't do what this book says. God wants us to be doers of the word. That's His positive command. His negative command is don't just be a hearer. Okay, so we see the conjunction, we see the commands, and we'll spend the rest of our time on number three, the consequences. The consequences. Okay, let's look again, let's look at our whole passage here. Verse 22 says, "Be ye doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. For he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was." Okay, so number one there, what are the consequences for hearers only? Hearers only. Well, if you would, hold your place there in James and let's go over to a very pertinent cross-reference in Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, and if you ever have taught Sunday school or junior church, you have no doubt gone through this story. If you've just done devotions at home with your children, you've gone through this story. Turn me down just a little bit there, just a little bit. Okay, we see here Matthew chapter 7, that's perfect. Verse 26 and 27. Okay, what are the consequences of hearing only? Okay, so here's, we have two men that build houses. The wise man built his house upon the rock. Amen? Remember that little song. And here we have the opposite. We have the man who built his house upon the sand. Verse 26 says, "And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and it beat upon the house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it." Okay? So, back to James here. It contrasts this wise man to this foolish man in Matthew, but over in James it tells us some specific consequences. Okay? Underneath number one on your lesson, talking about hearers only, this is the one who merely ingests the Word of God. You know, there's a tragic, tragic sickness. People used to mock it and make fun of it, but it's real. It's called anorexic bulimia. Anorexia nervosa is the formal term. And it's basically these skinny little girls that think they're fat. And what they do is they take in food for about 5 minutes. And then they go and they find somewhere and they make themselves throw up. And that food is only ingested. It's never digested. So it doesn't do what it's supposed to do. This person who's a hearer only, they ingest the Word of God, but they don't digest it. So what are some things that happen? What are some consequences? A, we see in verse number 22, look at it, we see the deception of self. Be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving your own selves. They literally, deception of self takes place. We get to convincing ourselves, look, Miss Judy, I'm as good as anybody else. I mean, I come to church. I carry gospel tracts. I have a Bible. And God's saying, listen, we're not talking about that. We're talking about you being a doer of the word. So deception of self takes place. Secondly, and this is actually a good thing, but you'll find out that it's not. We see there's an evaluation of self in verse 23. There's an evaluation of self. For if any be a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like unto a man beholding his natural face in a glass. Now you don't have to say amen to this. I'll tattle on myself. Brother Kelly, occasionally I have gone out of the house and I looked in the mirror real quick. And then I went out of the house and didn't realize I had a bedhead the size of Nebraska sticking up in the back. Anybody else ever done that? You don't have to say amen, it's okay. I looked real quick in the mirror, and it reminds me of a preacher friend of mine. We were all in front of this big mirror, and he was combing his hair, and he finished his shave, and he looked, and he looked in the mirror, and he said, well, that's the best I can do with that. And then he walked away from the mirror, amen. And I think sometimes we say that. There's an evaluation of self, but it's not a good evaluation. It's just kind of a quick, because we've already been deceived. Okay? And then, thirdly, we see inattention of self. Look at verse number 24. What's the inattention? Well, it says there, he beholdeth himself and goeth his way and straightway forgetteth what manner of man he was. He basically forgot what he saw, Brother Jeff. Inattention. Go over, if you would, probably just a few pages to 2 Peter chapter number 1. It describes this to a T. 2 Peter 1. And we've got verses 5 through 9 there. So just take a right turn at James. You'll see 1 Peter, then there's 2 Peter. In chapter 1, and in verse 4, it tells us that whereby are given unto us exceeding great and precious promises, that by these you might be partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruption that is in the world through lust. And that's when we get saved, through the Word of God, through the power of His Word. Amen. But then it tells us, and beside this, it's not enough to just be saved. Amen. It's not enough to just say, well, I'm going to heaven. God wants you to grow. And it tells us here, add to your faith virtue. That's moral excellence, by the way. And a virtue, knowledge. And a knowledge, temperance. And a temperance, patience. And a patience, godliness. And a godliness, brotherly kindness. And brotherly kindness, charity. For if these things be in you and abound, they make you that ye shall neither be barren nor unfruitful in the knowledge of our Lord Jesus Christ. But he that lacketh these things is blind and cannot see afar off and hath forgotten that he was purged from his old sins. This man that looks into that mirror and just sees something real quick and then just walks away, he forgot. He forgot who he was. Now listen, there's an inattention of self for hearers only. There's an evaluation of self for hearers only. There's a deception of self. Back to James chapter 1, and then we see the second group here, consequences. We have not only hearers only, but we have hearers and doers. And we have the reference there back in Matthew. The wise man built his house upon the rock. The wise man is likened unto the one that hears the word and does it. That's what God measures us by. Not how much we know, how much we do of what we know. And it says here in verse 25, but whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty, that's none other than your Bible. Amen? And continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, not like that man that we read that's a hearer only, but a doer of the work, this man shall be blessed in his deed. So, number 2, hearers and doers. Okay? This is one who ingests and digests the Word of God. Not only ingests and digests the Word of God by, and three things we see right here in our text. The first thing he does by is looking. Looking. It says there, whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty. John 5:39, we have the cross reference there. Search the Scriptures, for in them think ye have eternal life. Acts chapter 17, verse 11, talks about the Bereans being more noble than those at Thessalonica in that they searched the Scriptures daily, whether those things were so. Listen, don't believe it because I say it. Believe it because this Bible declares it. You know, I'm made of the same stuff you are, folks. I can be wrong. That was a great spot for my wife to wave a hanky, amen. I can be wrong and have been wrong before. By the way, that's why, Brother Harmon, I don't suffer prophetic teachers that talk about how this might be this and this might be this and this might be this. And listen, you don't know, don't say. Let's just go with the Word, amen, what the Word says here. And so he's talking about looking, that's the first thing. But then there's not only looking, there's continuing. Verse 25. Whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein. John chapter 8 and verse number 31 says this. It says, then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on Him, if ye continue in My word, then are ye My disciples indeed. Continuing. It's not enough to just look in it. You got to continue in it. And then the third thing is right there in the text. Doing. Looking, continuing, doing. Looking, continuing, doing. Verse 25, it says, whoso looketh into the perfect law of liberty and continueth therein, he being not a forgetful hearer, but a, what's the next word, church? Doer. Amen. A doer of the work. And then we see here, lastly, go with me to Psalm chapter 1. Psalm chapter 1. Look, if you would, at verses 2 and 3. Verse number 1 talks about the negatives. So it talks about the contrast of not walking with in the counsel of the ungodly and standing in the way of sinners and sitting in the seat of the scornful. And then we see that little conjunction again. But His delight is in the law of the Lord. That's the perfect law of liberty. That's your Bible. And in His law doth He meditate day and night. And He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bringeth forth His fruit in His season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever He doeth shall prosper. That sounds a lot like the end of James 1:25 where it says, this man shall be blessed in his deed. Hey, it do each one of us to go back and I listen, I know the companies are far from what they are now. But you know, J.C. Penney was a devout Christian. By the way, it just absolutely ripped my heart out when they had the gay Mother's Day and gay Father's Day ads last year. Two men on Father's Day. Awful. J.C. Penney rolling over in his grave. He's kicking up a fuss in heaven if you're allowed to. Colgate, Christian man. People that said, you know what? I'm going to run my business by the Bible. I'm going to be a doer of the Word. You know what God wants for us? He wants us to be doers of His Word. If we read, and listen, there's so much. We read about our responsibilities. We read about our own personal separation. There's so much in the Bible. God just wants us to have the attitude like this. Lord, if You say it, I'm going to do my best to do it. And I'll tell you, you do that, you'll be blessed in your deed. Father, we love You. Thank You for Your blessings upon us.